Now, here recently, Marcus and I, you know, we getting up there in age. And so now when things happen to our body, we try not to ignore it. And the fact of the matter is, Marcus did not have a primary care doctor.
He ain't?
He did not. So we were like, how are we going to find somebody? We use ZocDoc. And it was so super simple, y'all. So, listen, have you ever been on the hunt for a new doctor and you literally asked everyone you know for their recommendation? Okay, so, you know, a doctor that actually listens to you, gets you, and makes you feel super comfortable, because that's really important. Marcus is one of those people who's, I forgot what it's called, something specific, but when they take your blood pressure at the doctor's office, it makes his blood pressure go up. It's like a little bit of like a nervousness. So he needs somebody that's automatically going to give him like, you're good, you're safe. This is an environment where we want you to be healthy, right? Well, finally, after weeks of searching, you find the one, right? You're just like, oh my God. They see the actual like ailment that I have. This is their expertise. They're not far. Oh my gosh. Everything that I need is, they have it. So you call the doctor's office. They have an appointment available. Oh, what? I ain't got to wait 3 years. I can come see you this week. Bam. But then the receptionist tells you that this perfect doctor doesn't take your insurance. Mm. I'm going to tell you what, that'll make me throw the phone and hit the wall with it. Okay. Wipe your tears and put away the ice cream. Head over to ZocDoc to find and book the doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance, okay? So here's some things you should know. ZocDoc is free. It's a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient review doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones that take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. These doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 48 hours, and that's it. You can even score a same-day appointment. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately with just a few taps, a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist. We did use this here recently. We were able to get a doctor that wasn't far from our house. Marcus was able to schedule an appointment while I was in town. So, because, you know, I'm that wife that's going to ask a million questions. So I need a doctor that's willing to answer all the goddamn questions, because what you're going to do is take care of my baby. OK, you gonna take care of my husband. We were able to get in and get out. There was no long wait. The doctor was really, really good. And now Marcus has a primary care physician, which is really important. Listen, we are not spring chickens no more. We need to know our health.
Y'all old turkeys.
OK, OK. We in the fall and winter of our life. So get you a doctor. Go use ZocDoc. Go to ZocDoc.com/SK and download the ZocDoc app for free, then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/SK.
SK.
ZocDoc.com/SK.
SK.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Cam on stage. She's
that chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bang! Girls on 2023. Single me out, Josh. This is the week. England, we on the way. Berlin, we on the way. England, you are more important than Berlin. I'm sorry. Berlin, shout y'all out. Y'all doing great. Keep buying the tickets. But the people in the UK, get your tickets. That's why I got this hoodie on. I got the England national team jersey on.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
The Free Lions. All right, it's coming home. I watched the David Beckham documentary in preparation, even though he moved back to America. I didn't realize that, but he's running Inter Miami. Shout out to him.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, that's how he got Messi.
Yep. God save the king and all that. Anyway, get your tickets. There are some still available.
Oh, hey.
Come on.
So, yeah, if you want, here's the thing to come. You need to buy the tickets to this. Because the better this show does, the more likely they'll give us other venues. You feel me? Berlin, y'all too. Guten Tag and all that. You know what I'm saying? Sauerkraut, huh?
All right.
Volkswagen.
Okay, so I have church announcements. Make sure you all get ready for the Hoop Mob, That Chick Angel collaboration dropping October the 20th. You can go to hoopmob.com or thehoopmob.com to see all the things that are in the collection. I do believe there are 10 pieces, some sunglasses, some bracelets, some earrings. Also, For those of you all who are part of the Grammy Academy, this is the 4-year in consideration time. Your girl's trying to be nominated. The categories that I have been submitted in, just in case you're a voter, are favorite or pop duo group performance, one margarita featuring Saucy Santana, rap performance, one margarita featuring Saucy Santana, rap song, one margarita featuring Saucy Santana, record of the year, one margarita featuring Saucy Santana, song of the year, you get the point, remix recording, and music video. So if you are a Grammy voter, I'm just going to put it out there. Listen, it sounds impossible, but everything that's happened this year seemed impossible.
Huh?
So I serve a God that makes the impossible possible.
E320!
Hey!
Now unto him!
Huh?
Who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask of him. If we could ask it, he can do it.
Come on!
If we couldn't ask it, he can still do it.
Yeah!
If you can think it,
come on.
It's easy for him.
Come on.
If you can't think it, it's still easy.
Yeah.
Come on in the house today.
Well, okay, now I wasn't expecting those last three notes on that.
By the way, before.
And I appreciated them, sir. Don't you rush over that. I appreciated all of that. Pop, pop, pop. Do y'all see my friend getting thin?
Come on, man.
You what's your goal, Kevin? What's
my goal is negative 3 pounds. I want to be the same weight I was when I was my mom was 6 months pregnant.
Oh, okay. Well,
my actual goal is I haven't even weighed myself at all, not once.
I haven't
not
either.
Once in 6 months. I just do my work.
Your face is thinner.
My goal is to just to fit in. Listen, you want to know my actual goal? What? Fit comfortably into extra large across all brands.
Ooh.
Oh, you want my size?
No,
that's where I am.
All I want is extra large. I'm 40. I ain't got to be 185. Plus, I got a large head. I'm gonna look weird too thin. Mm-hmm. So as long as I look good in my clothes, people be like, "Ooh, Kev look good in his clothes," and I be like, "I look good in my clothes." I'll be happy.
Well, I'm proud of you in the work you've done so far. I can actually see you have dimples now.
They was covering up that fat knee.
Nigga, you was getting thin.
Without this beard, you probably can see them. They're deep. I got big dimple.
Come on,
I got
friend.
Big dimple. Okay. All right, before we get into this cheesecake thing, I want to say that once again, Angel is personally destroying rap music.
Thank you.
I mean, single-handedly.
Single-handedly.
She was featured on Genius, which is crazy. Unverified, which is one of my favorite Genius series. Literally, I used to watch it all the time, especially when I worked at All Def.
Shout out to Andres.
If you don't know
out to Andres.
Shout out to Andres. Josh be knowing music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Verified is a program down to the Genius where they have artists come and basically sing or rap their song and explain. The lyrics behind it. Angel didn't even tell us she was doing this.
But you told me.
I told Joshua because Joshua's gonna come.
Actually, I
told Kevin too, but I knew Kevin wasn't listening at the time, so I don't hold
it's you. Okay, you told
Kevin.
Me. I remember. I do remember now. I was excited, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you were.
So, you know, my friend Sherry, I see it in her story, so I go to show some love in the Genius comments. Mm-hmm. And I go down there, and she's getting obliterated by people who are complete. This is how you know you made it. When you've gone beyond your fans, beyond the people who know you, beyond the people who get it, to people who think you are legitimately a rapper and are mad at Genius,
mm-hmm.
What? All women do is talk about their bodies. Here's the thing that bothers me about that. People act like male rappers have this great plethora of subject matter, philosophy, and history, and Latin, and the arts. Drugs, sex, money, I'm rich.
And not women, bitches.
And hoes?
Yes, bitches are hoes. Or females.
That's
now
it.
I hear that's in the mix.
For the top 10 rappers generally, outside of maybe Kendrick,
mm-hmm.
J. Cole, mm-hmm. the majority of the lyrics, it's not like they're, oh my gosh, black women deities. You know what I'm saying? I can see with these. It ain't that.
It's not.
Pusha T, whom I love and respect, selling coke. Yeah. And destroying Drake. And saying mean things about his camp. But when women talk about their own bodies that men talk about as well.
There's a problem. And we are destroying.
No, not we. You.
Me specifically, and I'm thankful.
How does it feel to be the destruction of this glorious genre of music that stood for, it landed 50 years until you destroyed it personally?
I love it, actually. What I really love is when I'm being told I'm teaching younger ladies, younger girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, I have no daughters, But I personally am going into the households of every person and teaching their daughter to put it wherever they want to put it. Yes. And I never knew that I was going to be that powerful. And I'm grateful. And it only inspires me to get more disgusting.
Oh.
And more, I was going to clean it up.
Were you?
Then I said, oh, you want to be mad? Well, I'm going to make you madder.
Now move on. That's what they told you. They done pissed you off.
I'm going to get, listen, I could have cleaned it up. We could have had a fun time. We could have.
And now what?
And now it's just going to be so much more nasty.
And you went and got sexy red, too.
I did. And congratulations to her. She put it in her puss.
Listen.
And made a baby. I wasn't sure if it was real or not, but she was like, I got tired of sucking in my stomach. And I know that struggle. I had to do that when I was pregnant.
Sucking your stomach?
I had to pretend as if I wasn't pregnant until I was 6 months.
Why? For work?
Yeah.
Misogyny runs rampant.
Yeah. I mean, she's thinner, so she was able, you know. Actually, it's probably easier for me being a thicker woman. So at first I was like, is this real? Because it's not like she'd be wearing body-covering clothes. Mm-hmm. But I was like, shoot, I had to do it. I did a whole car commercial and was 6 months pregnant. I had on two girdles. I had to do a whole fitting.
What baby was up there squinched up, tied up in your body?
Amar.
Amar was squinched up?
If you could see the picture I took at the NAACP Image Award carpet, where you see I'm clearly pregnant. And the next day, I shot a commercial where they had no idea I was pregnant.
What baby?
No idea. I'm talking about, if you go to my, Getty Award images, I have on a red dress. It is Getty Award. Jesus Christ.
That Getty Jesus. Museum.
Again, the Grammys.
Right there off, right there off Sepulveda.
Getty Award images. Oh, bless us today.
It's funnier when you do it. When it happens to me, I don't think it's funny.
It's hysterical when it happens to you, and you try to make it to more of meat. And I'm like, take the glasses off.
Getty does have a lot of stuff, though. In your defense,
too much.
When I went to a play, Mark J.B. Hood, shout out to him. He directed The Gospel of Colonus at the Getty Villa. Mm-hmm. They got...
I did not know they had a whole performance.
They got a whole museum. Yes. They have the Getty... Observatory? Mm-hmm. Or is that the Griffin?
Hey, that's a Griffin. Museum. That's a okay. Museum.
Come on.
They
come
got
on,
the
Big
images.
Daddy.
Getty Museum.
They got the Getty Museum. Yes. Also, that dude was filthy rich.
Of course.
The Getty dude. Getty
oh,
dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Getty. That's when you see your name on a bunch of stuff.
They kidnapped his grandson or nephew, and he negotiated the price down. He's $10 million too
He's
much.
Like, here's a Groupon for him. Give my son.
You guys want to come see the Van Gogh? Come on, man.
But long story short, I understand. Very pregnant in that photo. Next day, had to shoot a car commercial where they had to not know I was pregnant. I bound that baby up. You hear me?
Binded.
Bound that child to my ribs.
Ah!
Get up.
So congrats
up
to Sexy Red.
I suck my stomach in all the time. But just sometimes I realize I'm just holding my stomach in.
Is you self-conscious?
No.
Then why are you doing it?
I don't know. Sometimes I should be like, why am I doing it? Even at home alone.
Man.
When I do meet and greet pictures, I'd be like...
Well, yeah.
That's one of the reasons I'm going to continue to do them forever and ever and ever. Well, all right.
You don't have to worry about that. We're not doing any more meet and greet, so.
We are one day, Angel. The people have sent this to us a lot. This happened basically the day from the moment we basically left here last time. The Cheesecake Factory video virality. Now, before we get into it, if you haven't seen it, it's a black woman and a brown man.
Yes.
And the setup is he was supposed to take her to dinner for whatever reason. I think she made him late. I didn't see that part of the video, but he ended up taking her to the Cheesecake Factory.
She was a whole hour late.
She was an hour late. So the way the setup is set up is that, so instead of going to the place he set her up for or originally got a reservation for, he took her to the Cheesecake Factory where she refused to get out of the car and then recorded herself. And he eventually was like, I'm taking you home. Now, let me ask you this before we get into it. Do you even believe this is real?
No, it seemed really fake. And if it's not, God bless America, because she is the most obnoxious person I've ever seen before in my life. Not by the standards of not going to the Cheesecake Factory, which is absurd.
Right.
It's more so how she's talking to him and the camera at the same time. I wanted to vomit.
That's the thing. It could be fake.
It could be.
World we live in, it could also be real.
The only reason why I think it might be fake is because you cannot track down who that woman is in the video. The woman who posted it is not the woman who's in the video.
Oh.
So it's on a Monique Santos, however you say her name. Santos is her last name. They are not the same person. They ain't got the same lips, same nose. They just happen to be two black women. And there's no, like, there's no other indicator on the video. Because I actually spent time last night trying to find the real woman. And you can't trace it to her.
Yeah, I didn't buy it that it was real. But I did want to ask you. Well, we're kind of tough. We're kind of different, you and I. Because we've been with our people for so long. Mm-hmm. I remember when we built up to the Cheesecake Factory.
Come on.
I remember there was a Cheesecake Factory in South Center Mall in Seattle. Uh-huh. It was new. It was all the rage. And I remember like, okay, man, you know what I'm saying? We finna go to the Cheesecake Factory. I had to make sure my bread was right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like Cheesecake Factory at that time in my life, it wasn't just any old day I could go to Cheesecake. Mm-hmm. You know, it had to be special.
Yeah.
Occasion.
Yeah.
I believe the Cheesecake Factory and the Grand Lux is the same.
Yes. Oh, my God. Now, the Grand Lux. Now, come on. Now, we getting fancy with the Grand Lux.
Have you been inside?
Oh, my God. They had one at the Beverly Center. And you, listen, I was like, oh, Marcus trying to get some. If he take you to the Grand Lux, you trying to pop these legs open. Okay. Give me that 50-page menu.
Grand Lux and the Cheesecake Factory together have every meal ever created in the history of the world on that menu.
Just sits chills up my spine. I love the Grand Lux.
Me and Melissa went to the Grand Lux with Greg and Mel in Vegas the last time we was there Memorial Day.
I've never been there.
Boy!
I've never been to a Grand
Lux. Get your money up, broke boy! If you ain't been to the Grand Lux, I first went in Houston, right? I think there's one by the Galleria, and I had never heard of it. They're like, oh, we go to the Grand Lux at the Galleria. I said, what the Grand Lux? And they said, well, you ain't been to the Grand Lux? Mm-hmm. Boy, went down inside of Grand Lux. Josh, you talk about premium dining experience.
Okay, got to wear heels at the Grand Lux.
I said, what you Titty talking?
At the Grand Lux.
Grand yes. Lux, they know your name when you come in, Mr. Fresnick. Yes, sir, down at the Grand Lux. So now I have, the last time I went to Cheesecake Factory, I had the worst experience. I said I would never go there again.
Cheesecake?
I will talk to them.
Which one? It was the one right here at your boy's mall. Sure. Been Woodland Hills.
Topanga?
Topanga.
Oh, that was raggedy.
That was raggedy.
Terrible.
You gotta go to the Grove.
No, I'm gonna talk to them because we frequent there. That is where my children prefer when we are giving them a treat. If we say where you want to eat, it's going to be the Cheesecake Factory, okay? Because there's something for everyone. So yes. I'm going to talk to the manager and let them know they owe you some
They do. Gift cards. Now, kid you not, the day this video came out, Melissa ordered cheesecake for us. I ordered this miso salmon.
The miso salmon is fire over the top of the bed of rice.
I could have tongue kissed that fish.
Over the bed of rice?
The bed of rice, man. Gone. The salmon gone. The extra miso glaze.
It seeps into the
rice. The miso glaze.
It goes in between the rice grains. It's like this.
It's like this.
And the bread is out.
The brown bread. Throw the other bread out.
Oh, throw the white bread out.
Just get, don't even
get the white bread the hell out of here.
In the bread ensemble.
I'll be telling them brown bread me only. I want bread the color of my skin. I want bread the color of angels' arms.
Yes, that's exactly.
They sell the bread as sliced at the Ralph's.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a cheesecake bread sandwich?
Not from Ralph's.
Josh, I sliced tomatoes. I don't even like tomatoes on
a
sandwich.
That you call it a movie sandwich?
You know a movie sandwich always has like.
That's all my kids know is the movie sandwich. I love it. Yeah, I don't understand the hatred towards the cheesecake. And in the video, she was like, do you take a woman that looks like me to this? She has a Cheesecake Factory body.
Stop
and
it.
I say that because we're shaped alike. You don't get this thick from just Michelin 3-star restaurants. No, you got to have a place that got large portions to get as thick as us.
For the price?
Because she had the side titty, and I'm not body shaming her. We are shaped, me and her are the same.
We are.
What? We got Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory build?
Yes, we do. We eating that brown bread before the food come out.
What?
That's what we're doing.
I'm talking about food comes. I forgot I ordered.
You know what? Put that in a box because I already ate too much bread.
A place that got appetizers and small bites when it's me, that's the same goddamn thing. You want me to eat.
And they got good drinks.
Huh?
They got drinks. Fantastic.
They got a pineapple mule down to the cheesecake.
Yes, they do. They got the nerve to have a skinny menu.
Listen,
and I ordered from there and be acting like I'm going to be skinny, but I didn't order 1,200 calorie appetizers. I didn't order appetizers enough to equal a whole week's worth of calories, but let me get a skinny menu.
Let me get three entrees off the skinny menu. Right. That's going to offset. They 800 each.
That's going to equal the 6,000 calories I was going to eat just in the four cheese pasta.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that four cheese pasta, I will destroy my stomach on any given Sunday.
Come on.
To devour that. Oh, my
you
goodness.
You know you love me if you take me to the Cheesecake Factory. I just don't get it. Now, real quick. Y'all know that I'm a sports expert, right?
We know.
Because, listen, I was watching the games. People won. Uh-huh. People lost.
People lost.
Football.
Colorado touchdown. Lost. A 29-0 lead.
29-0 lead, and they lost.
And they lost.
What, did you think they were going to win?
They should have won. I started talking trash.
I started watching Love is Blind.
What you mean?
Children don't know what they want. That's why I don't let my kids pick out what they're going to eat, because we're going to do HelloFresh. Well, I do let them pick out which HelloFresh that we are going to eat, but they don't get to pick out the weekly menu, okay? Because they don't know how to make up their mind, all right? But I know what's good for them, and what's good for them is HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit. You can get pre-portioned, farm-fresh, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep, and it makes home cooking fun, easy, and just affordable, right? So, with so many in-season ingredients, you'll taste all the freshness of fall and every bite of Hello's Fresh's chef-crafted recipe. Produce travels from your from the farm to your door for peak ripeness that you can taste. HelloFresh does all the shopping and meal planning for you. Ingredients arrive to your doorstep, pre-portioned and ready to cook, along with pictured step-by-step recipe cards. How easy is that, right?
So easy.
It's so easy. I made some tostados for my kids. Let me tell you, they would have never had these, okay, if I didn't have HelloFresh. The thought of being like, take some tortillas, rub them in some olive oil, put them in the oven, flip them over. You want to mash some beans, some black beans, add some Southwest seasoning, also grill up some onions and green peppers, and then layer that on the now baked tortillas with some cheese. Add some crema, okay?
In some pico de gallo. Oh, I'm a big fan of crema.
I would have never in my life, I can guarantee y'all, think to make that for my kids. My kids devoured these tostadas. And it's all because of HelloFresh, okay? And that meal came together so quick because I was tired. Mm. So I greatly appreciate that they allow me to feel like a great mom and feed my kids home-cooked meals without adding a bunch of stress to my plate, because your girl ain't got it on her, okay? And the kids loved it, and they're getting something that's very unique for their palate, and I'm just grateful. So I want you all to experience that, okay? So just go ahead and head on down to HelloFresh. I'm going to tell you exactly where to go. Go to HelloFresh.com/50SK.
50SK.
And use the code 50SK.
50SK.
For 50% off plus free shipping. Again, I'm going to tell you one more time. Go to HelloFresh.com/50SK.
50SK.
And use code 50SK.
50SK.
For 50% off plus free shipping. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
All right. Yes, our Colorado Buffs lost. They lost in overtime. But my University of Washington Huskies won.
Oh, now we're back. Now we're back on the Huskies train.
Never left the Huskies, baby.
Well, let me tell you, University of Kentucky, bam, lost. But we played the game.
All right. So speaking of sports, this clip went viral. Uncle Shannon Sharp, him and Chad Ochocinco was talking about women farting and pooping and stuff. And Shannon Sharp said that he broke up with a woman because she went to the bathroom.
Oh.
So let's play the clip.
To the bathroom in front of a woman, I don't do that. Hell no.
Listen, let me tell you what my grandma told me now. The minute she can use the bathroom and leave the door open, that's the one.
She can't do that.
This
that
one right here, one. I knew she was the one. When she fought in front of me,
I broke up with a girl for doing that.
Man, stop playing. You left a girl for that?
The bathroom right there.
She got to get up and go out the room just to pass gas.
Don't do that. That's disrespectful, man. Stop playing.
You tripping. Baby, let that shit out. And I graded too. When she let one out, okay, that was about a four right there. When she used the bathroom, she got to close the door too?
She goes goes to a different area of the house. If we're both home, right, nobody goes to the bathroom in the master bathroom. Nobody. I would drive back the box, or I would go to the guest house, or I would send it to the store. I was like, you know what? I need something from Whole Foods. I need something from Target. She's like, oh, okay, I'll go get it. And that was my opportunity.
To use the bathroom? We got to get you therapy, baby. You can't live like that, baby. I love you. I love you to death, man. We got to sit down and we got to talk about that.
Well, Ocho Cinco would think that I was the one. Early on. Early on. He'd be like, wife. I'd be like, wait a second. I just had beans. Sir? Sir, I just had the beans. If you all can't tell, I've not always been a lady.
Angel, when we went on tour.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I'm talking about first flight, first city. She's our guy. Sorry. What happened? Listen. Don't come over here.
Stay where you're at.
I said, Angel, we ain't that close yet.
Yes, we are. We relatives. Hey, friend. Hey.
Let me tell you what. First of all, this is Big Chris Bridges. Ludicrous. Did you get that? Did you get it, Josh?
Yeah.
Did you know that his name was Chris Bridges?
It's a play on names. It's good.
Okay. Should I wait, Christopher Bridges?
I get that he is Ludacris and Ludacris is Chris Bridges, but why is that?
Because I was trying to make up a new thing. I'll LIG it. I'll let it go. Anyway, I'm more than my wife farting or doodling. I can't imagine leaving my own personal home. To drive back to my job. No. First of all, home is where the poop is.
Yes.
Under no, in my house, I'm not even going to another bathroom in my house. That's what the master bedroom is for.
Yeah.
I know Shannon got a door on the toilet part. Are you crazy?
It might be a barn door. They got those open air places now, you know?
But a lot of big houses, they have the door closed. Regardless.
There's a door between you and some barrier.
But even if there's not, if my toilet's in the middle of the bathroom or my bedroom, it's my house. No. I'm not leaving.
I'm definitely not leaving. What? Oh,
no. When Melissa goes boo-boo, I'll be like, you boo-boo butt? You sick? What? You sicky booty?
You why
sick
you talk to her like
you
that?
Sick?
Why
you sick? It's really the funny thing. Since we've been together,
does she laugh at you or does she just respond
I'm sick.
Marcus locks the door. He wants me far away from him, but I also bother him.
That takes the fun out.
I'd be like, hey. He'd be like, Angel, if you don't leave me the hell alone, hey.
I've never locked the door.
Hey, because he knows I'll come. I'll be happens? Like, hey, this is what I was trying to figure out. Angel, leave me alone.
I think about response time. I can't lock the door because if something happens, I'm either going to wipe or unlock the door, or I'm going to fumble the door because I wiped and forgot the door was locked.
Yeah, no.
You got to pick the lesser of the two.
He's like, the lesser of the two is you not coming in here.
And he's always been like that? Well, since that time he ate all that shrimp and had to sit sitting up.
But once he realized I had no boundaries, that's when he started locking the door. Because I'd be like, hey, so he'd be like, why are you talking to me? Because I got something to tell you.
Can we bring this up? We got to bring this back up.
Melissa come in the bathroom sometime. You know, sometimes it'd be warfare in there. Hey, man, everything don't agree. She'll come in there to tell me something. Not into the toilet. We have a door. In our bathroom, right? So there's door to master bedroom. I mean, master bathroom, door to toilet, right? I close the door because I'm ashamed.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, not of the boo-boo, but just what happens. I'd be like, this is not fit for human nostrils.
Right.
And also, if I don't close the door, the dog will come in. The dog will be like, what's who?
They this love it. Good. Yeah, they're like, is that the Cheesecake Factory?
No, that dog was like, when I do that in the house, I'm wrong.
Wrong or not. Right. It's cool when you do it. It's a problem when I do it.
You're right.
So she'll come in and be like, so what? Whew, you sick? And I'd be like, you know I'm in here now. Now, if you're going to come in here while I'm in here, then you know I'm going to be in here. Mm-hmm. But how could you ever be in a relationship where you are forcing someone to go downstairs or to leave? And you can't be, you've never been fully comfortable with a woman, I believe.
Have you never, Shannon Sharp have children?
He does have a children. I want to say he has a daughter.
If the mother of the child gave natural birth and he was in there, he didn't see the poop come up out of her body.
He has three children.
Yeah.
He has three?
Yes.
Listen, and let me tell you, there ain't nothing you can do when that's happening. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm not about to sit on no toilet while I'm pregnant in labor, because I'm going to end up birthing the baby in the toilet. So you're going to have to see this poop. Now, I know that's a different situation, but if you're going to, like, how do you then differentiate? If you're going to be that, like, I can't know that you have a butthole. Yeah. Because that's what that is. I can understand being like, I don't want to smell it. I don't want to really be involved in it. But you're not going to make me have to pretend like.
Like, let's. Shannon 50-some, ain't it?
Listen, some men are childish.
One of it, like, two of his kids are about 30.
Let's not stand on ceremony, Mr. Wayne.
Be FFR.
Be for real, BFFR. Dog. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
The only time I poop downstairs is when I'm already downstairs. I'm never going downstairs. And
it's like, I might not make it up the stairs. Right. The stairs might activate something prematurely that I'm not ready for.
If I come back from a workout or just get in the house, like, you know you got a doodle right now.
No.
That's the only time I sit down. I got to go right now.
I'm on the Daryl fast. That's the Daniel fast adjacent is what I call it. And
time out. Tell us more about this before you go on. Because Daryl is not a name in the Bible.
Daryl?
Exactly. So some of the things I'm
eating. So what are your adjustments?
You should call it the strawberry fast.
So for instance.
See, now it's funny when you do it.
It could have made sense because the name, though.
That's Chris Bridges.
Stop it.
So for instance, I don't even know where it is. I'm gonna have a protein shake.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Daniel definitely wasn't having protein shakes.
He wasn't.
Might have.
In the Bible. But because
pea protein.
Maybe. But I'm working out. I'm lifting weights. So with the Daniel fast, you're pretty much vegan and nothing processed, right?
Yep.
So because of that, I really don't have many, many options when it comes to protein. I know you can still get protein, but it's not enough. So there are things like this in workout supplements that I'm still taking on this Daniel, more like Daryl.
It's in the book of Jamal.
Come on. There you go. Listen, out in the wilderness, but with your protein shakes. So with me being on the Daryl fast, and as well as taking pre-workout stuff, fat burners, I'm a brand new baby. Everything I eat.
Oh, it's gone.
Is shooting up out of me so fast. Like, everything is processing super duper quick. So with that, like, it's real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's real in these streets. So now I do close the door, because before I wouldn't close the door, but because there is such a organic type. One time I was like, did I eat grass? That's what it felt. Did I eat grass? Did I just mow the lawn and then eat all the shavings to it? So with that, I now close the door because it is a pungent scent. But prior
it's
to
a
that,
pungent what?
Scent.
Oh, scent.
The fragrant, the aroma.
Yeah. I don't even need my squat. I have the squatty potty, the thing where you put your feet up
on. Yeah.
I don't even need that with this type of fast. I barely need to sit out.
You seen that meme, that gif of the person who's sitting on the toilet? They're like, and they start flying.
It's what it feels
is
like.
Is that black woman's business?
Yes.
Kiara, shout her out. Single her out, Josh. Black-owned protein. Give it to him, Angel.
This is a black-owned vegan protein powder that I use, and it's based off of all the desserts that her black grandmother made. So there is the banana pudding, there's a sweet potato pie, there is a blueberry muffin, there are so many, there's a birthday cake, there's a chocolate cake one. Anyways, this is by my good friends Kiara Lachey and KP. They're amazing people, and this is black. I'm talking about, it's so black that they built their own machines to package this stuff,
they
to
did.
Keep cutting out folk. Because they said, it's going to be black owned. So support them. Just Move Supplements.
I'm going to get some.
Oh, it's good. It's really, really good. And I hate protein shakes. Hate them. But I can drink theirs.
I don't do no pre-workout, no nothing. I used to go to the gym. I feel like you'll be stronger if you do that stuff. Mm-hmm. I do protein shake. I watched a TikTok that showed you how...
More natural ones because there's a lot of synthetic stuff in there, and sometimes it'd be a caffeine overload. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes those, depending on which ones, like the ones like the crazy bodybuilders like to take just for like the pump and everything, they be having close to like 300 to 350 milligrams of caffeine, which is like 6 cups of coffee before you go.
Pre-workouts do?
Yeah, because a cup of coffee is like 60 to 80, depending on like how much you get, but milligrams at least. But yeah, sometimes those used to give me the jitters. I used to take that stuff like in high school.
they have like ones because a lot of them have stimulants and stuff in them to give you like that.
Is that why people feel like they could go crazy?
Yeah, it's why people's like skin gets tingly. Oh, they like
my skin begin because I'm not. I don't drink tingly. Caffeine. Yeah, you'll feel it. You'll it's feel a blood your skin kind of tingle. You're not supposed to take it if you're breastfeeding. Like it, there's a lot of like.
Oh dang.
There's more natural ones too.
I guess I'm all natty then.
But natty let me tell you that pre workout. It's gonna work out something on your insides. It's
It makes it around. It's a thermogenic.
I've heard that about creatine too. They give you creatine poops, and I'm just like, I don't really want to deal with all that stuff. But anyway, all right, switching gears real quick. Friend of the pod, Belief in Fatherhood, made a very long video, 18 minutes. Not very long, but it was 18 minutes.
Come on, Glenn. Who said I got time today?
He said that he went and privated. Let me back up.
Come on, I know you can do it, I believe.
Carmella, shout out to Carmella on the Patreon. She said, Belief in Fatherhood and the children no longer wanted to do videos, right? So he went and privated his children's YouTube videos past a certain point. I believe it was past Theo's haircut.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, said he talked to the kids. The oldest two said they don't want to do
content anymore.
So he talked first of all, Belief in Fatherhood, Glenn and Yvette, they make very cinematic content.
He is a storyteller.
He is. I very rarely feel like, I should do that. But his stuff is always so beautiful, beautifully shot.
It is.
Even his TikToks, like his fatherhood breakdowns, which is some of my favorite content, I would say. Because I remember when Uzi was a baby and he went to that door and when the kids went to school, he was like. And then he just went to school. So I've been following along. But now the kids were like, we don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And he privated hundreds of videos, like 300 videos, he said.
How old is his oldest children, do you think?
I'd say probably 10.
Okay.
I would guess if anybody in the Patreon knows, somebody like 10 or 11. Maybe 8. Mm-hmm. 10, 8.
Yeah, they're young because they're still small.
Yeah, because Uzi probably is 5, I guess, if he just started school, 4 or 5. Perfect. I was 10. Oh. So he was like, he'd always talk to his kids about consent and stuff. And he really gave a really thoughtful video. He was talking about the Coogan account stuff. You guys are familiar. Coogan accounts are legally, if your kid is SAG, I believe it's 10 or 15%. I'm not sure.
It's 15. It doesn't have anything to do with SAG.
Oh.
Coogan is the law.
It's children in general.
No, I know that. But I'm saying.
They're about to start doing that for influencers' kids.
Too. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I'm saying in non-union work, that amount automatically gets pulled out too.
Oh, it's more. Oh, yeah, you're right. That's why I'm saying it's not just union. TV, it was SAG. But Coogan is, if you work, I think it's, you said 15?
Yes, 15%
of 50% of the kid's money has to go away because this kid, I believe his name was Jack Coogan or Jackie Coogan, his parents took all his money when he was a child actor when he turned 18.
The Monsters, I think.
Yeah, he had nothing. So now you have to have Isaiah and JoJo don't even know they have one part of the money saved. But anyway, it's in Illinois, they're making a law. It might become a law
for vloggers YouTubers. And other stuff.
So Glenn was saying that usually it's the case like if my kid is an actor and Angel's a producer, then they have to do it. But he said it's different if the parent is the parent of the person and the parent would have to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And he also said it's different if the parent and the family benefit from the children's labor.
Mm-hmm.
So in the video, he was like, also, it's like it was a financial hit. But he said something that I've often said, and that's why I like Glenn and Yvette, beautiful black people. He was like, I'm more concerned with my children's actual life than this career.
Yeah.
Right. I'll figure out what to make and what to do. But I'm not going to sacrifice their relationship with me for content or for money.
Yeah.
And then he said, which kids often do, the kids who said they didn't want to make the videos no more were like, why we ain't make no videos?
Of course.
And I was like,
That's children. Prize Picks is the largest independently owned daily fantasy sports, or DFS, platform in America. We are the easiest, or they are the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Let me tell you a little bit more about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the most fun that you will ever have, winning up to 25% of your money this football season. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on the projected stacks, and place your entry. You can get to test your skills on Prize Picks with this football season. That's what I do, you know, because I am a football pro. Y'all know I know all of it. Flag, fourth down, 10 yards to the fourth. Y'all get what I'm saying? You get it? That's y'all right. Know I be knowing the football.
10 yards to the fourth.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. My favorite announcer
said that last night. Hey, man, the game is down. It's 10 yards to the fourth, y'all. Everything is riding on this.
That's what they say. This football season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. Last but not least, Prize Picks offer weekly promotion that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select players projections up to 25% to provide an even more of a value. And Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. Oh, it's so simple and easy to play. Even you don't have to know as much about sports like me.
Everybody can't be you, Angel.
You don't have to be me. You can be, you know, some dude that's like, what is a sports? You can be that guy and get into the DFS, okay? So go to prizepicks.com/SK.
SK.
And use code SK.
SK.
For a first deposit match up to $100. I'm going to say that one more time. Go to prizepicks.com/SK.
SK.
And use code SK.
SK.
For a first deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
All right, Angel, as a mother of children who sometimes feature in content, I mean, your brand's not fully built on the Tanksley Pride, but they are sometimes in.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about all this?
You know what? I think everybody should do what's right for their family. I do love it when parents are giving their children autonomy over their own life and how much they want to be involved in their business. My kids are going to do whatever the hell I say, though.
So if your kids say, I don't want to be in the videos, you're going to be like...
I'll be like, I don't care. Get in this video. No, I have lessened how much they are in videos, but they still in the videos. One, so it's the duality of my kids actually want to be content creators.
Mm-hmm.
Little Marcus, he would love to be a gamer. Like, that's one of the possible things he would like to do. So I actually have been encouraging him to make his own content, right? Sai the same way. Sai, if I have the vlogging camera out, the first thing he's gonna tell the people is like, subscribe and share.
And you know it's right.
Period. But because little Marcus is older, and I understand that, like, socially, I don't want to put him in a place where he feels embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I do try to take that full picture. I think there are parameters that you can set for everyone to be happy, but my kids also are fully aware. Baby, this is how we make money, okay? You like all these little gidgets and gadgets and turtles and whatnot?
And turtles.
You like mama being able to show up to your school whenever the heck you want mama to show up to the school?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? The camera will be rolling, huh? Huh? They gonna know about you being in Willy Wonka. They gonna know about all the it's and the this and the that. But I do believe there is still a level of privacy you can still give your kids, because kids is flaky.
They are. Listen, let me tell you who didn't get no privacy and who didn't get the chance to say no. Michael Jackson.
And that's how you make a great
shut
song.
Up and sing, boy. And listen.
That's how you get that.
Matthew Knowles wasn't letting Beyonce quit.
Mm-mm.
You think that she, whether she wanted to, listen, when I watched the Olympics, almost all of them gold medalists be like, I wanted to quit. My parents said no, and I'm thankful today.
That's the only way you really get a child prodigy. There's very few fully just motivated children that are just like, I will be a star now.
It's either that or their dad wasn't in the home, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
But they usually don't get to do it as a child. That's what happens for them as an adult.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the motor behind them.
Yeah, but I'm saying for someone to be a star as a child, like a Michael Jackson or a Beyonce, that's a parent saying, oh, you said you kind of liked it at one point in time. Now this is what you're doing.
Get up and do it.
Yes.
I was watching this video on Jamal, oh, what's his name? The Nuggets point guards. No.
Oh, the Nuggets point guards. I know you're talking about Jamal Sashawn.
Jamal Murray.
That's what I said. That's what I was confusing him with the guy that plays on the Tenders.
Mm-hmm. What did you even say? Sashawn?
Yeah, he plays on the Tenders.
The chicken tenders?
No.
The Denver tenders, Kev.
The Nuggets, he's on the tenders. The Dakota tenders. Got it.
Jamal Murray was talking about how his dad used to make him do wall sits for like super long. Oh, he would be crying and all this stuff. And listen, yeah, it sucks. But now you're an NBA champion. I was watching Bud Crawford documentary on what his mom used to do, giving kids 10 bucks so they could beat up his son. And she said, I'll never tell you I love you. And he's filled with rage. And that's why he beat up Errol Spence.
This is in the game of boxing.
This is a game of boxing.
Okay, that's what I was saying. I heard the
same. Line is the parents push the children.
The parents are monsters. That's the true thing, line.
I was thinking about Michael Jackson the other day. Somebody just pissed me off. And I sometimes I'm aware somebody's doing a troll content, especially on Twitter, and it still irritates me. Mm-hmm. But whatever. They was comparing Taylor Swift's Eras movie, and they were saying it's the greatest concert film ever, bigger than Michael Jackson's concert film, and This Is It. And I was like, first of all, and one of Michael Jackson's kids or nieces or nephews was like, I think it was a nephew, niece, one of them, was like, This Is It wasn't even a concert film. It was a documentary.
Period.
And also, Michael Jackson, even as a child, I be thinking we forget how big Michael Jackson was. For a
long time.
The Jackson 5 alone, if they just only did that.
Period.
They would have been golden for that. The only reason the Jackson 5 isn't as big as they could be is because Michael Jackson superseded that so much as a solo artist. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to the Jackson 5 and then the Jackson's music, they had... You see, let me...
Hold on.
The fact that he could do...
I don't know.
That I am a woman and I cannot hit
when
the
When he was a baby child... Then I feel you what's up? What's the word? What's that word?
Loving you.
Are we going to put Michael Jackson on this channel?
Yes, we are.
You, that boy, I don't know what happened to his voice when he got older, but that baby boy's voice.
You want to tell me Taylor Swift was ever in her life did something? He was 7 probably.
Let me tell you,
that's an old nigga in a baby's body. That baby was drinking Crown. He worked in the Detroit.
You hear that?
This is one of my favorite Michael Jackson
songs. Dog, they weren't messing with Mike.
And this wasn't even Mike as a unit. This was still his song.
He should have been in third grade.
For what?
He should have been in third grade right now. That's a nigga man. He worked the line at General Motors. And he got his heart broken. And you talking to me about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it's not the same, guys.
Stop. Jason Weaver just acting like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, let it go, man.
Let it rock.
Yeah, man. Let him go.
Great.
His older brothers are singing background.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going like this here. In the back.
And right here, John. Never. Here.
These notes are in the rafters.
You here for your baby brother. You a Chuck E. Cheese. You come animatronic.
On. Come on, sing.
A baby.
Sit around, hanging down.
Ooh. Bundle. Come on, Michael. You.
Life without love.
Boom, boom, booty, boom, boom, boom. Ooh.
Them runs were crisp. Come on!
Come on, Michael!
All my life.
Ooh. You better hit them bass notes. You better.
Come on and take it, girl. Come on and take it.
Come on, Angel.
You hear that?
That's a baby!
You would have to squeeze my nipples. You gotta be a child. For me to even.
I can do! That's Gary, Indiana! That's a steel mill baby!
Ooh.
I mean, come on, man. That's what you get when your parents don't listen.
Should ever wonder where you're pretty little head about what I do.
I sit around, head hanging down.
That is so high.
For a woman, you are a woman.
Amar can't hit that note, and he is a wee child. So pretty.
Who's loving you? I wonder who's loving you.
Come on, old nigga, baby.
This is what happens when you got Joe as a dad.
Dog.
Yes, 100%.
How did he even do that?
You know, they're just kids that have that. And I feel like that's the difference between there are kids that have that type of talent that Michael has that like that can sing their face off, but they don't have his Joe.
They don't have Joseph.
Joe is a part of the magic.
Michael, Marlon, get out of that pool.
Joe is a part of the magic.
Also, quick aside, I seen a video of Usher when he was Naima Cochran, who runs a music sermon Instagram. You should follow her. She's brilliant. Mm-hmm. She's working in the industry and all that. She posted an issue, a video of Usher when he was 15. That baby had it.
Yeah, as we still see.
JoJo 15. Melissa went down and seen Usher this past weekend.
I know. So jealous. Because I haven't seen him.
I said, you should have went. First of all, he had it. And Usher came out at a time where an artist development was still key.
Yeah.
That means they probably found him he was 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what else? They did that with Justin Bieber, too. Because you know Usher and them, they mentored Justin Bieber.
Yeah, because he signed with him. Because it was between Justin Bieber. It was between Usher and Justin Timberlake. And he went with Usher.
And he went with Usher.
He was smart.
Right. And that's why that Dog on Purpose album, let me tell you what. Them first six songs on that Purpose, that white child was singing for the master. That the first six tracks on the Purpose album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they listen. Sometimes as adults they struggle. Sometimes they're stuck in the age where they first became famous.
Yeah, it's called trauma.
But you ain't going. But you told us you couldn't do it. You could make it.
What did we do?
You said black people ain't got to have trauma to make it.
They don't have to have trauma to be great. No, but. To be Michael, what I tell you, okay? You think about what I sent you?
Now, to be great, you ain't got the habit. But to be Michael,
that's a little different.
Gotta have a little trauma.
Look.
You got a little drip or something, baby. You think wholesome kids been pushed through that?
Yeah. I mean, that's like Beyonce. I mean, she ain't came out with no memoir that is like revelation to us of like, oh, you went through this trauma. She is Beyonce, grew up in a two-parent household, and she ain't talked about her daddy putting his hands on her.
No, she ain't.
She said, I had parents that supported me and had me running in heels on a treadmill. I think
that's a wild.
It's smart though.
Like, yes, that she be doing all that and singing.
Did we talk about the fact that I saw Victoria Monet? Did we talk about that?
No.
I asked you about it before the show yesterday. So
you went and saw Victoria's?
I did. And I'm hopefully going to see Janelle.
At the, just past weekend in L.A.?
Yeah, this past week. Uh-huh. First of all, I'm too old to ever do a concert like that again, but.
You had to stand up?
She stood the whole time.
I did the general admission because I waited until the day to buy the tickets because I wasn't fully aware that she was going to be here.
Lord.
And I have become a fan of hers and her music. And that baby, she performed. She was in a nice size theater, not too big.
Yeah, right where she needs. Where she's at.
But she performed like she was in a stadium.
She got it.
That baby ate us up and spit us out, and we loved it. Every time she ended a song, diva. You know what I'm saying?
She's like 33, ain't she?
Give some of her some more years. She's older than that. But performing as if she's 22.
I really like her album. Josh sent it to me. He was like, Jaguar 2?
Jaguar 2.
Jaguar Paw?
Every time she stopped.
I've been seeing the clips.
The fan was blowing so hard. It was like she was standing beside a 777, a 777, by the engine. And it was blowing her, you know, 36-inch wig. And that baby, that woman gave it to us. And I said, that's somebody who has been marinated in the artist development. Because you don't perform like that if you ain't been preparing for that moment.
Lord, prepare me.
And my good friend, my good friend's husband was the producer of On My Mama. He was saying, because he was at the concert, he was like, you know, we worked on this song 2 years ago. He said, and I did not know it was going to do this well. But he also
makes 2 years ago?
Yes.
On My Mama?
Jeff.
Oh. Is that the one who did that was at your son's party in the at the arcade thing way out near where Tony lives?
No, you ain't never met Jeff. Jeff is married to Denora's cousin, Aja. Jeff is white, so if you think of somebody black, let's go white.
I think they work together with the person I'm thinking about.
Uh huh. No, Jeff is he's a musician. Jeff, yes, come on, you Berklee School of Music.
Oh, Berklee.
Yes. So almost any song that I'd be like, oh, this song is fire. I'd be going and looking. I'd be like, this mother did it again. He did it again. But anyways, I don't know if she's been through trauma, but she has prepared herself.
Mm-hmm.
Prepared.
Same. We'll see. Depending on how big she gets.
I don't know how big she's going to be able to get. Listen, I don't know.
If she reaches superstardom.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but she has the talent of a superstar.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
R&B, I feel like, is a really hard place to become a superstar in. I feel like...
I might argue you that superstardom?
I think there's a better chance right now being a superstar in R&B than there is in, like, rap.
Who's the last great R&B superstar?
Usher?
I was going to say Michael Usher.
Chris Brown.
Or Chris.
Who do you consider a superstar right now?
Right, like...
Superstar
R&B.
It's because we might have different levels.
I mean, Usher's in his own.
Usher's legendary status now.
Okay, so Chris Brown then. Chris Brown, yeah, I would say. But do you feel like somebody that's not as famous as Chris Brown?
I think SZA's having a crazy moment.
Her and SZA is what I was gonna say, but I don't know if they're superstars.
I don't consider them. Well, superstars.
Her is like an outlier too, though, because hers like she's broken through. She does. Was it Farmers?
I think superstars should be like you could play the Super Bowl. I think that's reserved for superstars.
There we go.
I don't know if her can do a whole Super Bowl set, though.
So,
not alone.
I was going to say Mario Van Peebles when I'm trying to say Bruno Mars, okay? Bruno Mars.
I wouldn't put him in R&B, though.
No, he's pop.
R&B needs pop funk.
What he did with...
Silk Sonic?
Yeah, you know, that kind of gave me more R&B?
Funk. That's more funk.
It sounds like old school
funk.
R&B to
me. It is old school R&B. The funk is old school R&B.
There's the crossover
to that degree.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno did, and he played the Super Bowl. Mm.
So who is then? Oh, back to the question: who is the last R&B superstar?
Probably Christopher.
So that's, I don't know if she's going to make it to that.
But even then, Chris has pop moments as well. So there's that.
I don't think you can be a superstar anymore in just R&B. I don't.
Is The Weeknd considered R&B?
I don't know.
No, he's alternative.
Oh, good.
What is that? You give me the week. Okay? Because I don't want the voice. I'm sorry if y'all love him. He might be a great man. I don't want that
We're not having on my...
What is that? What's that song you used to say? All of his songs sound like we doing drugs.
He does. You're not wrong.
He's on Diddy's new album, and I'm talking about I was vibing to it. He came on there. I said, tap, tap.
What is
Get it off my ear.
What is that famous song? One of the famous songs? Not the latest one, like one of his first ones.
Oh, the one.
I turned the radio down.
I was on a mountain on a hill. What was the song? Come on, somebody. Give me the words.
She's thinking of the Mount of Olives.
I don't know.
Come on, give me a song, Kevin.
I'm here with him.
Give me a song, somebody.
I Can't Feel My Face.
What's the song, though? The Hills?
I think it's called The Hills.
How does that go?
The Hills. Hills.
Stop it.
That's all Travis Greene. That's it.
What is it? How does it go?
Somebody? I don't know. I avoid him as much as possible.
Well, let me I'm look up. Right let back. Me let me just I'm see recording. What these lists say.
Oh, Smokey Robinson's yeah. Tiny Desk dropped. Gotta check out. I hope he played Gasms.
Bye bye.
All right, I'm searching his name.
Ugh. Is that the Hills?
I'm looking for it. Let me see popular under here. Okay, we have Starboy. Here's the Hills. Wow.
So much. Get to the song, boy.
That's 2 billion views.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's drugs.
Internationally, he is like.
You know it.
You can't get away from him.
Yeah, I do.
If you listen to 94.7 The Wave, the hits from today and yesterday,
I don't.
They always put him on.
I am away from him. Do you understand? I live Monday to Thursday to avoid that nigga. I don't like his voice. I'm only happy when it's half past. I said, everybody's doing drugs. You know it. I said, somebody got this boy's nuts in a vice grip. Let him go.
Did we have another ad?
No, I didn't.
No, that was it.
Okay.
It's been an hour. So.
All right, this episode is over.
But he's so talented.
We got to do a bonus today because we're going to be in Europe next week. Sorry, I love y'all. Patreon, we ain't going to send out no new link. We're going to get right to it.
You get me.
All right, you get me. And bye.
Bye.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.